Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic, Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, we have come to the end of the year, and it is traditional for movie reviewers to talk about their favorite movies as we come to the end of the year. And you have number 10, and this is the only one that I've seen, Alice. But number 10 is the Tom Hanks movie, Sully.
Right. Yeah, it's the Clint Eastwood directed, and it's a masterpiece in its own right. It was such a surprise from the 85-year-old director, and Tom Hanks is always there, and he should get an Oscar nomination for it, too.
Great movie, and we enjoyed it a great deal. I'm just going to kind of pick and choose some of these. Another one that I intend to see, I haven't seen it yet, but I'll see it on video or streaming or something, I'm sure, is Hell or High Water.
It's available on video, I believe, maybe even Netflix now. It came out earlier in the year, and it's a real sleeper. People didn't know about it. They were surprised, and it's made lists throughout the country, and I'm pretty sure it'll get an Oscar nomination. Stars Jeff Bridges, Chris Pine, and Ben Foster. It's a modern-day Western with a couple of brothers who rob banks, but they do it in a very strange way. They're only trying to get the money back from the bank that the bank owes them. And so there's a series of banks that they do, and they're in real towns in West Texas, Archer City. Well, not so far west, but anyway. And Jeff Bridges is a Texas Ranger, and it is a clever story and really does capture Texas.
And it was shot in Texas?
No.
Well, you know, that's the way it goes these days because of this rule or that rule, or this tax break or that tax break.
Yeah, probably New Mexico, most of it. I think so. But they put the sign, the towns look just like. I mean, right. You couldn't tell the difference if that wasn't whatever. It looks like Archer City. It's convincing. And the people all have the right accents.
I expect that there's a lot of Texans of a certain age who say, I don't really like the movies anymore, who would like this movie.
Yes, it played in Greenville for over a month, and, uh-huh. and it had good showing here.
You have that as number 6. We're talking with Alice Reese. Alice is the Harold Banner movie critic. You have, we talked not too long ago about Hacksaw Ridge, the war film, World War II film that Mel Gibson made. Number 4, you have Arrival.
Yes, this is Amy Adams. She plays a linguistics professor who is charged with interpreting the language of these aliens who have come to Earth and are in 12 different spots with these strange spacecraft. And it's a mind blower all the way around. It's just got so much depth, and she's so brilliant in this.
And number 3, Moonlight.
Moonlight was as a low budget movie that has just knocked all the critics out. It's number 1 on the DFW film critics list. I had it for number 3, but it's a,
and you get to vote on that, right?
Yeah,
a vote.
Yeah, we had our vote. So that's how I know it got my 1, 2, and 3 are turned around from theirs. But our group, but I had the same 1, 2, 3. Moonlight is by a guy named Barry Jenkins. It's his first full length feature. And not only, it's just a simple story about a young man growing up in a very poor section of Miami. And he's played by 3 different actors. It's 3 parts of his life. And what they do with the visuals is so interesting. And the older boy, by the way, the guy who grows into manhood, is Trevante Rhodes, who's from Grapevine. And he's become a big star because of this. And Ali is probably going to get an Oscar nomination for his supporting role in this.
Not much time left. Number 2, you have, we talked about this not long ago, Manchester by the Sea.
Yes, it's an emotional trip. It's brilliant. Casey Affleck, I'll tell you right now, he's got the Oscar sewed up for this. Mm. And it's set in a real town by that name in Massachusetts. And it's a grief story, but it's got a lot of humor. It's just fabulous.
And number 1, you have La La Land.
Right. And it's a tribute to old-time Hollywood, but it's a musical with all new music starring Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. And you'll see tributes to movies like Singing in the Rain and The Apartment and just everything imaginable, but it's a modern story told kind of with a homage to old Hollywood.
La La Land, number one. The others we haven't had a chance to talk about. Number nine, Silence. Number eight, Loving. All one-word titles. Mm-hmm. And number seven, Fences. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Great to be here.
Alice Reese, the Herald Banner movie critic, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.